Hello, this is Jim McKeith, and welcome to another episode of the podcast at Delphi.org. This week, we're going to talk with Nirav Kaku. He's one of our MVPs in Mumbai, India, and I actually caught up with him on a trip to London.
Hey, Jim.
Hello. How are you doing, Nirav?
Perfect. Great, man.
So what brings you to London?
Part business, but mostly this time it's family vacation.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I'm here with my daughters, my wife, staying with my sister. Yeah, it's good, man.
That's excellent. So yeah, I just wanted to chat about what it is you do professionally, what you do as an MVP, and why you like Delphi.
I'm a software developer by profession. I've been developing software ever since I was in fourth grade in school. I wrote my first software on ZX Spectrum, which only used to run BASIC. And I used to type my software on a 48 kilobyte RAM machine, right? At that point of time. Then I professionally started developing software on Delphi, I prefer to call it Delphi, if that's Delphi. All right.
Sure, that's fine.
When I was 17, I started programming in that tool. Of course, I tried a bunch of other tools earlier, VC++. I played around with Power Builder. Quite honestly, I mean, once I saw how amazing it was to develop applications with Delphi, I kind of just stuck on to that. So yeah, and I actually built my entire career around writing database applications in Delphi, because it just allowed me to write really, really stable, excellent quality database application, in very little time. So actually, I owe my career pretty much to, Delphi as a tool.
Wow.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, I could actually run with Delphi as a tool, you don't need too many developers, when you have a tool like that. I started my company when I was in college. I did some projects while I was studying. I finished a few projects in Mexico, Singapore, Belgium. They flew me out. They flew me to Belgium once. Design their application, and I completely developed in Delphi. I was 19 at that point of time.
Wow.
You should have seen the look on the look. On the people's face in Antwerp, right? They're like, who's this kid, who's been thrown down from India to write software for our company? Yeah. So that was in way back in 1999, right? And ever since then, Jim, it's just been, Delphi all the way, till today. So that's basically what I do. I run my own software company. We've got six developers, and basically currently what we're doing is we've written an application, a fleet management system for basically taxis, right? But they're
okay.
In India, there are actually two different kinds of taxis, right? So one is your the local taxi, something like Ola and Uber that you call and they come and they pick you up and they drop you, right?
Sure, right.
There's also another taxi hiring services. They're called the corporate taxis, right? Or corporate car rentals. So they come with a chauffeured car, and it's just high end, like an Ola and an Uber in India would be the smaller category of cars, right?
Okay.
While in other countries where Mercedes and Audis and BMWs are a norm, for India they are luxury cars, like ultra luxury cars, right? So there are companies who actually give Jaguars, BMWs, Mercedes on rent, And currently we have developed a web-based application where these car rental companies can actually manage their entire business using that platform.
It's a web-based application built with Delphi. What frameworks are you using for that?
Yes. So basically, for the front end, we are using HTML, JavaScript, the usual stuff.
Sure.
We are also using a little bit of PHP, but the entire back end is developed in Delphi, right? So it's got we are very heavily invested in the DataSnap / REST framework. We are also looking, parts of our application is the server side, the business logic, everything is written actually in. We're moving it now to DMVC, Delphi MVC framework.
Okay.
The one that Daniel Tetti has developed.
I kind
of helped him. Debug it a little bit, here and there with whenever I was using it.
Great.
I have written some samples for him, how to connect, how to maintain sessions in MySQL, right? Using DMVC framework. So the plan is to migrate the entire application business logic to Delphi and DMVC framework by the end of the year. One big part that we use Delphi in right now is mobile development, right? So we've created an app that basically, that the driver uses, while he is on the job. So say, for example, if a customer gives a booking, he usually calls the call center of the car rental company.
Sure.
The car rental company takes his detail and he feeds in the system, and immediately the driver gets a notification saying that this customer is, wants to pick you up. You got to pick this customer up. So that's pretty much normal, right? But in the corporate car rental, you need to be way more updated than, the regular pickup and drop service, right, for Ola and Uber. So you have to know what time you started, what time you reported, what time the customer got off, and what time did the car report back into the station, right?
Okay, And
because there are no instantaneous payments, there are no cash payments in corporate car rental. It's always a monthly bill at the end of the month. So you require a you would require the customer to actually sign on the app, right, before he leaves, so that he's verified the information and he will be billed according to that. So that this entire application. It has been developed using Delphi. We track the customer using the GPS location sensor that Delphi provides. Needless to say, the entire application is developed using FireMonkey framework, and it's rock solid, man. It just works.
Excellent. Are you running it on both iPhone and Android, or just one?
So we have the driver app is mainly based on Android, simply because the drivers don't use iPhones in India. They just the cost is prohibitive, to actually own an iPhone in India. We are now developing a customer app so that the customer can actually manage his own booking, and that will be simultaneously released on Android and iOS. Yeah, so it's, Delphi is pretty much the heart of our, our software right now. We are currently, so here's the thing, right? The impressive thing is that we are currently managing 1,000 jobs a day on our platform right now.
Wow.
So 1,000 jobs already, man. Yeah, every day.
Very cool. Are you using for the transport of data between the Android application and your server? Is that running over DataSnap or?
So basically it's running over REST currently using DMVC framework.
Okay.
So while the other part is using DataSnap, we actually we launched the mobile app using DMVC framework.
Okay.
Yeah. And here's another interesting thing. So the big challenge that we had was, because we work with, so it's the same platform, right, for all our customers, right? But every customer requires the bill in their own format, right? So for example, if I'm a company, this is the way I would invoice you, and my invoice needs to look like this, you know, my job card needs to look like this, right?
Right.
That would be company A. You go to company B, and although the details would be the same, the format of the invoice and the format of the job card would change from company to company, correct? While keeping the system exactly the same, what we one of our challenges was to actually customize the formats of the invoices and the formats of the job cards based on depending, you know, for different companies, right? Depending on their requirements. This is where we actually found Delphi extremely useful. Why? Because what we did was we created a reporting engine, right? For each customer, we used Fast Report as our reporting engine. It would accept, basically it would accept a command over REST, from a customer, from a customer. So right. Say from a company, it would pick up the right format. It would convert it into a PDF. It would save the PDF. And it would transport the PDF back on, using HTTP back on the browser, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the initial challenge was that how will we end up customizing everything for HTML, right? Because there's no actual components to customize reports, to show you on a web, or at least I'm not aware of any such components, right? But because Delphi, Delphi has these tools, we could actually overcome that challenge very, very quickly, and actually it gave us a big advantage because our competitors could not provide this feature.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. So that's what my professional life is all about. As an MVP, I do a lot of. Because I do a lot of research, once I research something, I give it to my guys to play around with and, kind of play around with the concept and come up with some sort of a solution that we can build around that concept.
Sure.
So as an MVP, what I do is whatever I'm researching, once it's established in my own work, I hold a sort of small, one-day sessions, half-a-day sessions for the Delphi community in India, but mostly in Mumbai because that's where I am.
Right.
Just teaching them, what I know, what I've learned, this month, and how you can use this. Not everyone can use everything that I have to teach, but those who are interested, they definitely come on and, they learn. My last few sessions have been heavily dependent. The content was heavily dependent on mobile application development, simply because, I've been doing a lot of it recently myself. So,
sure.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I do as an MVP. And of course, sometimes I blog, sometimes I help people who are building frameworks like Daniel. I help them debug, find faults in the framework and, fix it if they want to fix it. Sometimes I just create sample applications for, just help people around. That's it.
Very cool.
The other MVPs.
Yeah. Fantastic. I've always loved the community around Delphi development. It just seems like a lot of very helpful people, a lot of good resources and stuff. So,
absolutely. I mean, it is like that, right? Isn't it? I mean, people are always happy. Okay, so here's another thing. So we have a big, a semi-big WhatsApp group that I've created for Delphi developers all across India. And they're all on there. We are about 89 members right now.
Wow.
And people, post questions on the group on WhatsApp, and I answer it. Sometimes, someone else answers it, depending on time and knowledge, So that's one group that I manage also.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So now, if I remember correctly, when I came to visit you in Mumbai, you used an iPhone, right?
No, I actually use an Android.
You use an Android. Okay, I can't remember which what you used.
I don't like iPhone, unfortunately. Sorry. Okay. I may be the odd one out, but I actually like the Google OS better than iOS.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty common, actually. A lot of people that I talk to prefer Android over iPhone, right. Especially in developers, it seems. Right. But yeah, actually, I have an iPhone right now, and I'm actually looking forward to switching back to Android. I had an iPhone for a while, iPhone 4, and then switched to Android, and then I was like, I should give iPhone a shot again, and now I'm like, nah, want to go back. There's just it's too limiting of what you can do on the platform. But.
Yes, and that's exactly the issue with me too, right? Like, I just don't like to work in an environment where so many constraints are put. That's one of the reasons, you know. I mean, to be very, you know, although Delphi does a great job in, you know, porting applications to, you know, Android and iOS with single source base, you know, right. I just find the iPhone side of it way more difficult to work with, right? You know, you need to have a Mac, and then you need to run a simulator, you need to configure all of that thing. And that's just one part of the story. The other part of the story is when you're deploying it to the Play Store, right?
Right.
I just think that process, you know, you need to have a developer license, and then, you know, you need to, and the whole certification side of it, you know, from getting to actually writing the source code to putting it up on Play Store, I just think you have to jump through so many, so many loops, right? I just find that very painful, but as versus Android, you know, it's so much simpler to, you know, develop the application, test them, and put them on Play Store, you know, with Android.
Yeah, I would agree. I've had that same experience. There's oftentimes, yeah. if I'm doing a demo, it's like, I'll just do it on Android if I can do it on either one. Because
Exactly. It's just so many more steps to follow, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it would be great if, you know, if that process was simplified, right, for the developer, that would be like awesome. You know, you should just take Android as a benchmark and just say, okay, everything needs to be like this right now.
The other thing I've noticed,
Apple's Apple, right? So
yeah, the other thing I've noticed using Apple is like on Android, you can actually have a background service application. Apple doesn't really have that. You can say, I want my app to keep running in the background, but I found like my music apps or my navigation apps, they'll get pushed out of the background. You know, if I'm using my phone for like driving around, all of a sudden, like, why am I not getting address direction updates anymore? And I check and, oh, the map application got pushed out of memory.
And it's right.
I've never had that problem on Android, but on iOS, I have that frequently where it just, because the lack of flexibility in the OS, it makes it harder to use it as a consumer as well. So there's a lot of cool stuff about Apple too. I don't hate Apple for anybody means, but I generally prefer for Android.
You know, that is it, right? Like, I mean, you know, the cool stuff that I mean, this is my impression. Again, it's coming from a person who's never really used Apple, but like on a day-to-day basis. But I do feel that, you know, when it comes to actually deploying, I mean, creating and deploying applications, the flexibility that you require, you know, when you're a developer within an OS, I think Android just leads the way there. You know, and I personally like it that way, right? Like you said, keeping the background applications alive, you know, versus having no control, you know, you don't know, like, how confident can you be whether your application is going to be actually running, you know, if your user is an iPhone guy, right? Yeah. That's the problem. So that's, or at least it's a tough nut to crack. Even if there was a way, you know, it just is a more tough nut to crack, and that just, for me, that just beats the idea of like, wait a minute, I not only do I need to figure out how to write this application properly, I also need to figure out, wait, how do I get the right permissions from Apple, you know, to keep it up and alive, which is something that I don't know, doesn't sit well with me personally.
So what are some things, some technologies, whether it be related to Delphi or just other technologies in the future you're looking forward to?
So I'll tell you what, I mean, the currently I am, so a lot of my mental time has been going into thinking about, you know, the hardware software integration, right? So, you know, I've been very, So mobile, of course, I mean, we are there, you know, I'd love to be able to get more and more components for different sensors that are available on, you know, on the mobile device. So that's great. The other thing is that I'm actually now much more looking forward to the Raspberry Pi, you know, the microprocessor controlling the hardware, right? That's an area that is actually looking very interesting to me now. Beacons, you know, because, you know, Delphi suddenly given you this opportunity to, you know, go IoT, right? And and there's so many more untapped market opportunities in that area that you know, I'm looking to go beyond the conventional software only approach to development and actually moving it a little bit on you know, on things basically, right? So your watch or beacons or you know, or even using you know, Arduino. Arduino, right?
Arduino. It's what I how you usually say it, but
and Raspberry Pi. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that actually.
Very cool. Yeah, I agree. I think it's interesting, and it's one of those things. I know it's going to be big, but I'm not sure if what it's going to end up looking like. But certainly, all this integration with all these devices, Internet of Things, is a exciting to think about how we could utilize that and such going forward.
Absolutely. I think the next big revolution will be on, you know, because now we have these really small microprocessor boards, you know, that you can fit into things, right, and program them and you know, they're Wi-Fi enabled, they're LAN enabled, you know, they're Bluetooth enabled. You know, Delphi already supports Bluetooth, right? So, so I mean, I can see it in the next, I don't know, over the next 5 years, this technology is just going to be tremendous. It says that, you know, our devices will end up talking to each other, and I think there will be software. I mean, there'll be the next phase of software will be management of devices, you know, like a single management console for, you know, your refrigerator to send an email out to your grocery shop to, you know, automatically tell you what stock you're missing, you know, your TV, your lights, you know, everything. Like, I just feel that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time. I think we should probably wrap it up here on your trip to London, taking some time to chat with us. It's great.
Thank you so much, Jim. Pleasure's mine.
Yep. All right. And I will look forward to talking to you later.
All right, Jim. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more information on this episode and others, visit our website, delphi.org. Until next time, may all your code compile and your programs be exceptional. Our theme music's provided by Phil Smith.